All right, going to try this again. This is the blue liner on point with a short shift take on the Caps' current coaching choice situation. So the reason I'm doing this is because recently surfaced reports have come up that have said, well, the Caps are interviewing Mike Babcock. And, well, I got to throw my two cents in here and say that I find that rather disturbing at best. And that's because he's left his teams in bad situations when he has left. Detroit is still reeling, and the Leafs are a mess. And do we really want that to happen to the Caps? I mean, they're trying to figure things out as it is. I don't know that a cup is worth leaving the team, leaving Ovechkin's and Backstrom's final years a complete and total mess. I don't think we should mortgage the future completely on a guy who honestly is well past his prime. I've said this many times in the past. Mike Babcock may be the biggest name out there, may be the most expensive coach out there, but take a cue from McDonald's, folks. That don't mean you're the best. Not by a damn sight. I'm doing this because I've already seen a couple of friends of mine on Twitter already say that they can't in good conscience support the organization if they do hire Babcock. I don't know if I agree with that, but I can understand that. Given the rap on hockey culture, I don't see why or how this could be a good move to bring in a guy. Right now, honestly, Babcock is surviving on, or survived his few years with the Leafs on reputation alone. Look at what, if we're basing this on performance, answer me this. Did he ever take them, the Leafs, them being the Leafs, past the second round? No. I don't know that he even got to the second round in most cases. You know, Barry Trotz out-coached him that year we played them. I believe it was 2017. So I really don't see this as being a good hire in any way you look at it. Now, I really think what the Caps need right now is the best combination of motivator and tactician, and maybe more motivator than anything else. And I think right now that guy is Peter Laviolette. Gerard Gallant's probably the best tactician out there, so I guess the ideal would be if Laviolette gets the job and hires Gallant to run the power play. That's food for thought. Probably not a bad idea. But I don't know. I don't know what management's thinking, what they're looking to do, what they're looking to put out there. I don't know. But what I'm putting out there is Babcock is not the best choice for the job as it is right now. I think he's well past his prime. I don't think he should ever coach in the NHL again. I'll be that extreme. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to have a job, just not as a head coach in the NHL. Some guys aren't cut out for it, including the last guy that they hired. And that's another thing. I hope that the Caps decide not to go down that road again and have proven once and for all. I hope you're listening, upper management. You know who you are. Ted Leonsis, Dick Patrick, that an unproven, untested head coach is not the way to go. They hired a guy with zero head coaching experience, and it was an unmitigated disaster, to put it kindly. So that's the one, besides hiring a guy that is absolute anathema, an absolute disaster to younger players in cultivating their talents, the only other thing they could do that's worse is go down the same road they'd already gone down that they've proven to themselves already has not worked. And that's hiring yet another new face that has no experience and no business being a head coach. Now, I don't want to beat a dead horse. Now, I'm not trying to dance on Reardon's grave, but you know, you're going to commit 4 years to a guy. I want to see them commit 4 years and money and term to a guy that's at least proven themselves in one point or another. Laviolette and Gallant are the two best choices that have done both. They have proven they can take their teams very far, very deep into the playoffs, and can work with a lineup that they've been given. Now, the only other coach I would trust that to do something like that is Pete DeBoer, and he's already got a job, Gallant's old job. All right, but he's already got a job, so it's not worth mentioning. But we're talking about a guy that has, at best, a two-year window to work with probably what is going to be the roster now, with, at best, a few spare parts thrown in, cheap spare parts, might I add, because we're working with a flat cap, lest I remind you all. All right? So that's what we're looking at. I just want to throw my two cents out there because I'm a little bothered by the fact that they would even, you know, my favorite team would even consider somebody like a Mike Babcock because, one, it's been years since he's proven himself, and two, what he has proven himself to be is flat out an asshole, especially to our younger guys. And we got a lot of younger guys coming up the pipeline, and I don't think we can afford that. So you guys out there, my fellow Caps fans who are saying Babcock's the guy, look at the results, look at what he's done lately, and think again. Think it over real hard, please. All right, so that's my take. Let's go, Caps.